Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. This class is called The Amazing Pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Ascharya, Ascharya, or Adbhut, Adbhut Mahaprabhu Leela. Mahaprabhu's Adbhut, Adbhut Leela. Amazing. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. This pastime comes from Anti Leela, chapter 12. Shivananda gets Nittai Kripa. There's many significant pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita that exemplify or illustrate different devotees receiving the mercy of Nityananda, like Krishna's Kaviraj, Jagai Madai, etc. Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna's Kaviraj, Jagai Madai, and here Shivananda Sain. And all these pastimes, according to our well-wishers, all these pastimes are extremely important for sadhakas to be familiar with and their sojourn to perfection, because it shows how in different circumstances under in different ways Lord Chaitanya is always available and distributes his mercy freely. When you find so many, you'll find so many pastimes of Nityananda giving the kripa. Nittai bine bai Radha Krishna Payate Noi. So without the mercy of Nityananda, we can't get Lord Gauranga nor the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So it starts there. It starts with Nityananda, because Nityananda is God. And Nityananda is the most merciful form of God. And in the very beginning, if one is fortunate and comes to know about Nityananda, sometimes people just cry out for God. God, God, God. Different countries of the world, of course, they don't know about Nityananda, unfortunately. But if they do, but at any rate, they're in distress, they're suffering, or they're inquisitive. Chaturvidha Vajjadeimam Janasur Kritena Arjuna. Arto Artarta Jignasur Gyanicha Bharatarshava. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, four kinds of men search for God. Those that need wealth, and those that are miserable and unfortunate, and suffering, and those that are curious, and those who just want to love God, or just know God as Gyanis. So people everywhere, they cry out, God save me, God help me, bachao, 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 Bhagavan bachao, save me, save me. And one way or another, God arranges. But if someone understands that, because one thing is God can make an arrangement, he can make an arrangement. And sometimes, as he says, he'll come directly to give and provide for the devotee. But that's Ananya Bhakta. But an ordinary person, God will make an arrangement for their improvement. But when you cry out, if you know about Nityananda, if you know the existence of a personality named Nityananda, and you cry out to Nityananda, you call to Nityananda, because Nityananda, he arranges for Guru. He arranges one, not to judge, he doesn't make some temporary prayas arrangement. Prayas. He doesn't make some temporary arrangement, because Nityananda is God. As God makes temporary arrangements to alleviate our difficulty or remove our misery or sufferings, but that doesn't give us liberation, nor does it give us Krishna Prema. But if we call Nityananda and beg Nityananda, please help me, please save me, then Nityananda, that form of God is Nityananda. He will direct you to Guru. He's Adi Guru. He will direct you to Guru, Shiksha Diksha Guru. And then, not only will you solve your immediate problem, your prayas, but you'll get shreyas, long-term benefit. Because you'll learn about sadhana, and you'll practice sadhana bhakti and spiritual practices, and then you'll get liberation. What to speak of freedom from your distress and problems and knowledge and all these things. So therefore, Nityananda, as one person was telling me once, he said that Nityananda can give you everything. I always hear these words echoing in my mind. He says, Nityananda, whatever you want, Nityananda can give you everything. Nityananda can give everything. Just have faith in Nityananda. Have faith in Nityananda. So these stories of where the Leelas and the pastimes and Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Nityananda Prabhu is giving mercy and giving what's required in different circumstances, they are to induce one and to encourage one to take shelter of Nityananda and to seriously have take shelter and have full faith that Nityananda delivers, that this is the best option for one who wants serious and immediate results in spiritual life, is to take shelter of Nityananda. Nityananda will make a very suitable spiritual arrangement. Nityananda will give you whatever you need for your spiritual progress. He is the Adi Guru. So Nityananda, Shivananda Singh gets Nitai Kripa. This is Adi Antilila chapter 12. Verse 7 through 33. Eta gora deshe prabhur yata bhaktagan prabhu deki bari sabe karila gaman. It was Chaturmasya, and all the devotees came from Bengal to be with Lord Chaitanya, attend the Rath Yatra festival, and relish the Sankirtan and association of Lord Chaitanya. Shivananda Senara Acharya Gosai Navadvipe Savabhakta Hoyla Ekatani. Headed by Shivananda Sen, Advaitacharya and others, all the devotees assembled in Navadvip. Just like now, and right now in Vrindavan, there's something called Radharani Braj Yatra. I think it's called that. Radharani Braj Yatra. It's free for everyone. Free food, free tents, free accommodations. And every year they have about 10 or 20,000 people. It's from Barsana. It's called Radharani Braj Yatra. And some big rich people, they of course finance the whole thing, because it costs crores of rupees. Crores and crores of rupees to feed everyone. They're making 50,000 chapatis a day. Or 100,000. Quite a few. There's 25,000 people. They have four or five. And they have all these huge machines to make them. So it's a very elaborate arrangement. So this is a huge yatra. It's called a Braj Yatra, Charasikosh Yatra. Very successful, absolutely free. All are welcome. Goes for about 40 days. It's going on now in Braj Mandal. So here it's a Puri Yatra, Jagannath Puri Yatra, and it's also about the same length of time. It's about 40 days to walk from Bengal to Puri. And it's being organized also by saints and senas. Very wealthy, rich people. So Shivananda Sen is one of the organizers who's making the 50,000 chapatis and whatnot. But in this case, there's not that many people. There's about 200 to 300 families, husbands, wives, children. Shivananda Sen, of course, brought his children also, at least the ones that were old enough to walk. And I guess maybe they carry some too. And so there was about 500 people or so. And he was the senior wealthy person arranging everything. And the senior guru and acharya there was Advaitacharya, the most respected grandfatherly figure of the dynamic spiritual leader of Shantipur and all of Navadvip. So all the people were under the spiritual leadership of Advaitacharya, arranged by Shivananda Sen, also a great devotee, Parishad of the Lord. So it's very reminiscent of this yatra, because it's being under the spiritual leadership of one great devotee, and there's many wealthy people financing it. So very similar. So then who all went? And then they say, well, you know, people came from Bombay, they came from Russia, they came from France, they came from everywhere. So here it's Kulina Grama Vasi, Arayata Kanda Vasi, Ekatra Milila, Sava Navadvipasi. The people came from Kulinagram and Kanda, and all they met in Navadvip. Nityananda Prabhure Yadyapi Agyanoi Tarapi Dekite Chalin Chaitanya Gosai. Because Nityananda was preaching in Bengal, Mahaprabhu ordered him, Prabhu Agya Noi. Prabhu Agya. The order of my Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda, don't go to Vrindavan. Stay in Russia and sell books. No. Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda, stay at Navadvipa and preach Harikatha and Sankirtan. Why you want to come? You want to run off to Jagannath Puri for all that Mahaprasad and ride in the waves and relax, walk on the beach, pull the Ratha Yatra cart, stay in Delhi and sell books in the hot summer sun. So this is Prabhu Agya. Prabhu Agya may be different than our heart's desire. Because Nityananda, his heart's desire was to be with Lord Chaitanya in Puri. But his order was stay in Bengal. But what happened? Although he was ordered not to come to Puri, that year he broke the order and went to Puri. Nityananda Rama ki. So now what to do? To follow Nityananda and don't go, or to follow Nityananda and go? Shivasadi Chari Bhai Sangete Malini Acharya Ratnara Sange Tanara Grihini. Shivas Thakur was there, his three brothers, his wife Malini and Acharya Ratni with their wives. Practically, as everyone knows, all of the followers of Lord Chaitanya without exception were married, grihastas. Of course, they're all great devotees, Nitya Parishads of the Lord. But they were all included in the pastimes of the Lord. And the Brahmins, Acharya Ratna and Srivas, they're all Brahmins and their wives and children. Everybody went to Puri. No one was left home. Shivananda Patni Chale, Tina Putralana, Raghava Pandit Chale, Jali Sajana. The wife of Shivananda came with her three children. And Raghava Pandit came carrying his famous bags of food. So one had bags of children and one had bags of food. Children are also like little bags. No, it's not a very good joke. Chinatape, it says that the body is like a bag, you know, a bag of stool. But that's rather gross exactitude of what this body is. It's just a bag of stool. But anyway, all these people went, and Raghava Pandit didn't say any children, but he had all these wonderful offerings for Lord Chaitanya. Dattagupta Vidyaneri Arajatajan Duitina Shatta Bhakta Karilagaman. Vasudev Dutt, Murari Gupta, Vidyaneri, and many other devotees went to see Mahaprabhu. There were together Duitin Shatta Bhakta Karilagaman. Gaman means on that tour, there were between 200 and 300 devotees. So it's roughly around 150 couples or so. 100 families, you could say 100 families, 150 families, yatra, with children. Shachi mata deki sabe, tanra agilana, anande chalila krishna kirtana kariya. When all the devotees, they first met in Navadvip, and they met there so that they could take permission of Shachi Mata, because everybody considered her Jagan Mata. Shachi Mata, Jagan Mata. As Yashoda was the mother, she's the mother of God, and Krishna is the whole Vrata Rupa universe. So Mother Yashoda is the mother of the universe. And the same way, Shachi Nandan, his mother Shachi, she's the mother of the universe. So she's called Jagan Mata. Jagan Mata, she's the mother of the universe. And all of these devotees are members of that universe. So they want to take her permission for two reasons, because she's the Jagan Mata, most respectable senior personality, and she's the very mother of the person whom they want to see. So if you have the blessings of the mother, it'll certainly make it easier to meet the son. Just imagine, if you came to someone's house and you knocked on the door and said, where's your son? Oh, he's in his room. I want to see him. I don't know who you are. Who are you? I don't know who you are. How can I let you in the door? And then someone else comes and says, no, I have the blessings of his mother. His mother has sent, I've taken blessings from his mother, and his mother said, yes, surely my son will meet you. So we often do that on Sankirtan. It's kind of a technique. We sell books to one person and we say, what's the name of the person next door? Like in apartments? Because there's no name on the apartments in America. It's a little undercover. It's just a number. So we say, oh, that's Mr. Smith. And they say, okay, thank you. And you know his name is Mr. Jones. So then you knock on the door and then they open up and say, you're Mr. Smith, yes? He says, yes. Well, Mr. Jones has sent me here to give you something. It's a very, very important, and he told me I should meet you. And the guy's looking like, he said, I don't know you. Well, you're Mr. Smith, right? Said, yeah, but I never met you. No, I just came, I just was, Mr. Jones is my old friend, and he suggested that I come here. You would really like to, you know, to have one too. So it's okay. So, you know, I just take a minute. All right, come on in. And here's the Bhagavatam. And he tried to sell him 50 books, because in the 1980, I don't know, whenever it was, 79 or 80, I was selling full sets of Prabhupada's books. And that time there was 18 Bhagavatam, or I don't know how many Bhagavatams, it was 17 cc, it was like 50 altogether. And it's $500. So we had we had many techniques we used. Very successful, actually. Because once you get in the door, then the rest is magic. The rest is, you know, yoga maya, you know. Because they hear you kind of, somehow devotees have a power to mesmerize people. They have to get in the door to do your trick, you know. If you can't get in the door and chant your mantras and do your, you know, special tricks, they can't. So you know that? You don't know the trick? You know that? You can use that one. Or you're selling paintings or whatever, you get the name and It's very useful. In fact, I remember once when I went to Nityananda Garbhasthan and Ekachakra about 20 years ago, and there's one person there in charge, and he's not very favorable to ISKCON and Red Cloth and Gaudiya Math. And at that time, I mean, the actual Garbhasthan, where Nityananda's birthplace is and the tree is there and all that, the actual place where his temple is. And when I came to the gate, it was locked, it was afternoon, and the in charge came there, and he saw my red, what he calls red cloth. He said, no, it's gone, red cloth, get out. No, not allowed, locked, get out. And I said, no, I'm coming from Sevakunj. I was staying in Sevakunj in Prabhupada's rooms. And I know so-and-so Goswami from Sringarbhat. And he said, who? And I said, so-and-so, he's my dost, he's my friend. And he said, he looked at me, and then he yelled something in Bengali, open the, you know, there was a kulo. So then they opened the gates and I came in and he was standing as around looking at me. He said, listen, see that room over there? You can stay there for 3 days. We have 3 meals a day. You can stay here for 3 days. I'm only letting you stay here because you're from Sevakunj and you have introduction by so-and-so Goswami who's Nityananda Vamsh. So there shows you that introduction means a lot. I got 3 days free and lots of good, they have really good prasadam too, by the way. Pineapple chutney and sweet rice and all kinds of stuff. They're all babas, but they eat really good. Three times a day. It was so funny because I was in, and the room they gave me was like a garage. It was a dirt floor, actually. It wasn't too high class. They have very good rooms there also. But I was happy. It was Nitya Kripa. So I was by the gate, and I was staying there. So I would hear sometimes other people would come to the gate, and I'd look out, and I'd see that there was somebody from Mayapur, so some Indians, you know, like brahmacharis. And then the guy would come and say, hey, Nitya, and the guy would come out and say, no red cloth, get out from here. It was locked, you know, go away from here. That was inside. I was saying, Jai Nitya. Right outside the window, he was driving away some brahmacharis, and they were Indians, you know, from Mayapur. It's a funny world. It's really a funny world. But somehow Nitya was very merciful. I got in. So it's important. So that the point is that all the devotees, before they came to Puri to meet Sachinanda's son, that's why I said they all met in Navadvip. Advaitacharya is the leader of the party. He's the most respected. Why don't they all meet in Shantipur? Because Shantipur is on the way to Mayapur, is on the way to Puri. Here's Navadvip, here's Shantipur, and here's Puri. So everybody in Shantipur had to go backwards to there. Kala and Ambika, they can come like in the same direction. But Advaitacharya was inconvenienced because he went back to show honor to Sachimata. And then everybody met there and they took the blessings of Mother Sachi in Mayapur before they went on their Jagannath Puri Gaman on their Yatra. So it says, Sachimata Deki Sabe Tanra Agyalan Ananda Chalila Krishna Kirtan Koriya. The devotees first, they took the Agya, Sachimata Deki Agya, Agya Lana. Lana means Lena, to take. They took her permission, her blessings. Then in great happiness, they started for Jagannath Puri, congregational chanting the holy name of the Lord, Krishna Kirtan Koriya. Anande, they were in bliss. They got the blessings. When you get the blessings of a great devotee, you become blissful. In fact, it says, whenever you want to do some austerity, you should take the blessings of a great devotee first. You want to do Kartik Brat, or Magmas Brat, or Purushottam Brat, or Tirthayatra, or even to go on Tirthayatra. I know in the old days, I don't hear it very much now, but in the old days when we came to Vrindavan, we were trained that when we would leave Vrindavan to go to our countries, we should take blessings from the senior devotees in Vrindavan. And we would go to them and pray to them, please, I'm going to my country, please, so-and-so, whoever they are, some great devotee, please bless me and pray to Giriraj that I can return to Vrindavan very soon. That was pretty much the practice, but I see that it's died out over the years. People don't do. But I was told, and it's recommended, and it's a system of subservience, that before observing some vrata like Kartik or whatnot, then one will go to a senior respected devotee. Of course, his Diksha Guru is the obvious one. And or Shiksha Gurus. And say, I remember once I went to one great devotee, one great sannyasi. I was in Nitya Lila. And I say, I would like to observe the Kartik Vrat in Radhakund. And I was staying, that was 1993. I was staying in Vrindavan. And I wanted, and from then on I started spending Kartik here. So I went there and I said, will you give me your blessings? And he said, yes. And he wrote on a piece of paper. He said, my dear so-and-so, I give you my heartly blessings that you'll be your Kartik Brat will be a full success and you'll get the full blessings of Srimati Radharani. Then I signed it. And I had that paper. So that's the principle, is that no man is an island. No man is independent. We're always dependent. That's the mood. So here, all the Gaura Bhaktas, before they went on their Puri Yatra, Acharya, Advaitacharya, Acharya Ratna, and all the devotees from Srikanda and Kalna, they all met, although some of them had to go out of their way and even backwards. It's backwards, opposite direction to come from Shantipur to Navadvipa. They all came to Navadvipa, to Mayapur, to meet Sachimata. And they took her agya, they took her permission. Oh, Sachimata, your Jagannatha, your Mahaprabhu's divine mother. We're going to see your son. That's our principal purpose for going on this yatra to Puri for 4 months, is to be with your son, Bhagavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please give us your blessings. So taking her permission, her blessings first. Then after that, the next line is, Sachimata Deki Sabe Tanar Agyalana Anande Chalila Krishna Kirtan Kariya. After receiving those blessings from Jagannatha, Sachimata, they became very blissful. They became very happy and comfortable. And then they did non-sankirtan, danced and chanted all the way to Jagannath Puri. So this is, not only is this Leela Vichar, but there's also Tattva Vichar here for Vaishnava Sadachar, that we may go on a yatra or we may perform a Kartik Brat. So firstly, we should take blessings from our senior Vaishnavis and Vaishnavas. Like, so this is a nice lesson we can learn. Even Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. And he also has an identity in Madhurya Rasa as Sobhagya Manjari. Because the Advaita Parivar is also, there's the Advaita Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, Gadadhara Parivar, Rakeshwara Parivar, Shamananda Parivar, and so many Parivars. And they're all in Madhurya Rati. So Advaita Parivar, they're also teaching is Radhadasya and Mantri, Bhav, etc. But they're in Advaita Parivar. So Advaita, they have the, he has his Manjari identity. He's a Manjari, Sobhagya Manjari. So he is such an exalted, extraordinary personality, but he's coming, taking blessings from Shachimata. What to speak of Shivananda, and Nityananda is there also. Nityananda is with the party, he's taking blessings. So this prince, this is showing that no matter how big you are, how highly positioned or placed you are, we should always be humble before the devotees and always seek their permission. That's one of the symptoms of Sharanagati. One of the symptoms of Sharanagati is Karpanya, or to feel the utmost humility that I really can't do anything. I really cannot do anything in a line of devotion or seva without the blessings and mercy of the devotees. O Gurudev Kripakaro, O Vaishnav, O Guru Bhai Kripakaro, please give your mercy. Even you see the humility in Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati. He would conclude a class, a pravachan. Then he would say, maybe it was a weekly class in some weekly sabha in Calcutta where they would meet every week somewhere. He would conclude the class and say, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we will meet again next Friday. Because every Friday night they were meeting in some, having some Gita class somewhere, some hall, or Sanatan Dharma hall, or whatever, here and there, in his pravachan. He said, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we will meet again Friday and discuss. So to conclude this class in Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu, hopefully, we can meet again tomorrow and discuss this wonderful pastime of Shivananda gets Nitai Kripa. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that anyone who utters the nickname of Mother Sachi, he will get love of God. Because in Bengali, A-I, we say Mata means mother, or mom or mommy. Ai means mother. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says, if anyone says ai, then Sachi Mata, they'll instantly get love of God just by saying ai. ai. I don't know how the pronunciation, my Gorgavinda friend, he'll know better. but ai. So this is Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jai Jai Shri Radha.